Contrary, carried.
I'll move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in and forwarded to the Executive Policy Committee via the priority rezoning process.
All in favor, contrary, carried.
I'll move the supporting reasons are that it is in keeping with the zoning approval that was previously given. And I'll move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All in favor, contrary, carried. Thank you, Councillor Spondell. The last issue.
Please note that the committee has made a recommendation on this matter that will now proceed to council. No further representations are permitted, and all persons registered for the public hearing will receive notice when the matter is considered by council. Item 5 is a subdivision and rezoning at 30 Chesterfield Avenue under file DASZ 35 of 2013.
We should name that the Sofa Street.
Sofa sign, sofas on Chesterfield.
Okay, would the applicant please step forward? Daryl Coop?
Yeah.
Come on up, Daryl. Welcome. Give us an overview of what you're planning to do here, Daryl.
Two things. Basically, we're changing the, or asking for the back 25 feet of the property. It's 297 feet in total depth. The back 25 feet, which backs onto the hydro substation, was zoned R1FM because it used to be a lane, so half of it was zoned to what the hydro station, I guess, is zoned, and the other half was zoned to what our whole property is zoned, which is an RMF. We're wanting the whole thing to be under RMFL so that when we go forward to doing any further modifications to the city, that we have it all under one zoning, which will make it easier and hopefully quicker to get approval to whatever we're looking at doing. And then we're also looking at, because it's, I think it's about 20 different lots, we want it all under one lot instead of 20 lots. So that's basically what we're looking for.
Thank you. Any questions?
Basically, you need this to keep going with the new building, right? To tear down the
looking
building.
At building. Down the road to do some approvals. We have some things that need to happen in there one way or the other.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, thank you. You can stand down and you may come back. Also in support, Gordon West.
Wesley.
Wesley.
Nothing to say, sir.
In support. Thank you. And we have, for information, Giselle Remyard. Giselle, would you like to come forward?
Yeah, thank you. So basically, I'm here for my father lives at 30 Chesterfield. My mother is now in a nursing home. My dad is living on his own. He's 77. And he's close to where my mother is in the nursing home. He goes and visits him every day. There's a real lack of information. I'm really not sure. Does he have to move or no? Are they planning on tearing down that building? There's been some talk about it becoming a multifamily dwelling. The building that he's in is all single adults that are 55 plus that are still able to live on their own. So we're just trying to figure out. Some people are saying he has to move. Some people are saying he doesn't have to move. So we're just sort of wondering.
I think you need to talk to those guys. We deal with the zoning matters on here, but so but you can't do that now. You're going to have to do that.
So who do we talk to?
Could I? My name's Gordon Wesley. I'm the chairman of the board of directors of Chesterfield Housing.
Yeah.
Most happy to sit down.
Hang on, guys. We're in the middle of a public hearing here.
Okay, public hearing. Once this is over, you guys can connect and work out what's going to happen here.
So the zoning basically is the parking lot that you're talking about. It's sort of the back of the parking lot.
Yeah,
and consolidating a bunch of old lots. It's been the apartment buildings for two generations, probably 40 years. So it's cleaning that up as well to move forward.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, there's no more people in the room, or no more non-reported people. So do we need to bring the applicant back?
Why don't we bring the applicant back just to see if they can clarify any of that for the record.
Are we changing anything to, I mean, it's a multi-family, yeah. It's staying a multi-family. Are we staying 55 plus? Yeah. We have no chances of changing any of that.
Yeah. So somebody will communicate that.
Yeah.
Communicate with this lady after the hearing. That'd be great.
We'll do that.
Great.
Yeah, because
I've got a few questions.
Yeah, about issues. I mean, people may have to move out, but there's future development plan that's in keeping with the character, is my understanding.
It's keeping the character of what's there.
Okay. No more questions? We don't have any more questions.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, Councillor?
Page 5 again? Page 4, perhaps. So I'll move that the reports of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All in favor? Contrary carried.
I'll move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All in favor? Contrary carried.
I'll move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in and forwarded to the Executive Policy Committee by the priority rezoning process.
All in favor, contrary carried.
And move the following supporting reasons. There is a good opportunity here for future development of the site. There are one of the, I think the newest